Boris Johnson has said plans to ban controversial gay conversion therapy will be brought forward after the government completes a study on the issue.
Gay conversion therapy thing, I think that's absolutely abhorrent and has no place in a civilised society, has no place in this country. What we're going to do is a study right now on, you know, where is this actually happening, how prevalent is it, and we will then bring forward plans to ban it.
A study. That's an interesting one. Well, the Prime Minister's comments come 2 years after the government pledged to ban it as part of its LGBT equality plan. Dr. Mike Davidson is the chief executive of the Core Issues Trust, a charity that says it challenges gender confusion. So, Mike, where are you on gay conversion therapy?
Well, we are sometimes accused of doing gay conversion therapy, but what we offer is standard counselling practice where we really talk to people about sexual fluidity and the direction that they want to go in. And we do find that as they work through their issues, their behaviours change and sometimes their feelings change. And we think that's a legitimate thing to do. You can't ban conversation, Julia.
So essentially what you're telling me is that you actually carry out gay conversion therapy, but you just call it something else.
Well, you see, this is the thing. This is an imposed term that was invented by Douglas Haldeman in 1991. He's an APA activist with a specific political point of view. And so the government linked conversion therapy, which with electroshock techniques, which were only done by medics in the 50s.
Nobody on this program's linking the two. We're talking about conversations where you, one of the objectives is to change people's sexuality. So we're not making any links here with anything other than that.
Forgive me, Julia, you are imposing something on. You are saying that we are wanting to change people's sexuality.
Well, do you or don't you?
People come to us because they find themselves with behaviours that are not consistent with their own values. They want help. And when they go to professional psychotherapists and counsellors, they are told there's nothing you can do about this. This is the way you are born. Live with it. No matter if you're married, no matter that you have children and you want to stay in the marriage, you simply need to accept that you are gay.
Mm. So do you feel happy? Do you chalk it up as a success if you feel at the end of one of these sessions, these talking sessions, that somebody stops acting on or having certain feelings? Is that chalked up as a success?
The simple fact is the majority who come in our direction have made a decision long before coming to us that this isn't for them. They simply want support and help and friendship and community, because you see...
No, they don't. They want you to stop them being gay.
Julia, you asked me a question. I'm going to answer it now. In this country, you can be anything of 52 genders, but you may not be ex-gay, even though the law of the land, the Equality Act of 2010, says that this minority is covered by that law.
So what's ex-gay? What do you mean
people
you cannot be ex-gay?
People who were formerly LGBT, that was their identity. But for some reason in their life, they decided to go in a new direction. And that's the direction they're going in. But you see, they're not allowed to do that because Stonewall, which is very much in...
Who's stopping them? Who's stopping them? Who's stopping people behaving any way they want to when it comes to their sexuality?
Well, clearly the government intends to do that, because those who want to move away from it are being told, no, you are gay.
Okay, so when... Well, I don't hear anybody saying that, incidentally, on this programme, nor indeed did I hear Boris Johnson saying that. What I did hear him say was that practices... that you and others employ are abhorrent, that they have no place in our country,
well,
and that they're... Hold on, let me finish, because I'm very happy to give you the time to respond, but just to remind people what he said in the clip. Abhorrent, no place for it in this country, and uncivilised. What's your response?
He hasn't said that about Core Issues Trust, and this is one of the issues. You see, the government is making decisions without consulting with anybody who is accused of this practice? Are you, surely you're not accusing us of these things. You are picking up on media hype that is claiming that we do this.
I'm picking up on a clip from Boris Johnson and asking you what you think of his comments, that's all.
Well, what I think of his comments is that we should be banning corrective rape. That's one of the practices that they mentioned. The only trouble is it's never been recorded in Great Britain as a crime. So there's been no prosecutions about it. Electroshock therapy stopped 20 years ago. This is all in the guise of actually wanting to stop a political point of view, which is the fact that sexuality is fluid and that people should be allowed to go in the direction that they choose.
What does that mean, sexuality is... Sorry to speak over you. What does it mean, sexuality is fluid, Mike?
It means that some people find that they appear to be heterosexual, and then they start to develop an interest in another direction, and they go in that direction, they explore that direction. And they may live in that way, but then they decide, actually, this isn't for me. I want to go in another direction. And they can do that, except if they want to go and call themselves heterosexual and they want help to return to those feelings that they once had. They regret going in the direction.
Okay, it's a little confusing. Forgive me. Let me try another question. Perhaps it's my failing that I find that a little confusing. Do you have gay friends?
Of course I have gay friends.
What do they think of your... Well, I mean, it's not necessarily an of course, is it? What do they think of the work you do?
Well, the ones I am associated with give me a point of view. They don't necessarily agree with it, but they can see that people should have the right and the freedom to choose the direction they want to go in. And if they want some help, they should be allowed to get that help, and certainly they should be free to have conversations with people.
Why do you suppose some people want to not be gay? Do you think that comes from inside, or do you think that comes from their experiences of how they're treated because they're gay?
Well, it may well be because they have experienced homophobia in society, but to assume that that is the case with everybody who comes in our direction is inaccurate. These are intelligent, educated adults. They know the difference. They're not coming because of a church or because of, you know, siblings or because of a spouse. This is what they want.
Do they disgust themselves? Is that why they come? Because they're disgusted by themselves?
You know, Julia, this is an accusation that comes every time.
I didn't make an accusation, I just asked a question.
Can I answer the question?
Of course you can. I was hoping you would.
People come and they are accused of coming because they're full of shame. And there is a great deal of shame about sexual issues in general.
Sure.
The first thing that we do is work on that shame and that self-esteem that is low. And what we find inevitably is those things change, the self-esteem, the self-respect, the ability to understand where they are coming from. There are no complaints against the work that we have done. The only complaints come from the media, from Stonewall, and from gay activists who have free rein in the media.
Well, hopefully you feel you've been given some time to put your point of view across this morning. Not at all. Nice to have you on the show, Mike. Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Mike Davidson, Chief Executive of the Core Issues Trust.